When news is picked up by one newspaper from another newspaper, sometimes something gets lost in translation. For example, humor. We are now picking up on a story out of Beijing in today's Los Angeles Times. It seems that the Beijing Evening News ran a story from Washington on Monday that one of its writers had found on the web. The story was that the U.S. Congress is threatening to leave Washington, D.C. unless a new capital is built. Now, the L.A. Times traced this story back to a publication that bills itself as America's finest news source, but it is the satirical newspaper The Onion. The Onion, which is probably the funniest news source in America, is edited by one of the great names in contemporary journalism who joins us now from New York, Robert Siegel. It's a pleasure to finally talk with you.
You too, Robert Siegel.
But perhaps you could tell us more about the Onion scoop on the Congress threatening to bolt for Charlotte or Memphis if they don't get a new building.
Sure. Well, basically, the U.S. Capitol building is pretty old. I guess it's probably over 200 years old now. And they basically need a new facility in Washington if they're going to stay competitive. They're upset about the parking facilities and the lack of skyboxes and just the general dilapidated state of this very old building. So they want a new capital to be constructed. And if they don't get it, they're threatening to bolt for Memphis or Charlotte are the two leading candidates for congressional relocation.
And you had the possibility of a San Francisco capital, the Pac Bell Capitol building, it would be
the
called.
Yes, that was something of a long shot.
This story had quotations from both the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, and my favorite was Dick Gephardt, the minority leader, who said, look at British Parliament, look at the Vatican, respected institutions in their markets, but without modern facilities, they've been having big problems attracting top talent.
Well, those are very old venues. Have you been to Parliament?
Yeah, it's hardly no skyboxes
it's
at all there, no.
It's no Camden Yards.
Well, this story appeared in The Onion at the end of May. And evidently, somebody in Beijing took it awfully seriously.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Well, does this happen often to you?
Not that often with major newspapers or magazines. We fool a lot of dumb readers, but fortunately, journalists tend to generally be a little more savvy. But I guess not over there in China.
I mean, this piece they fell for has a picture of an architecture firm's proposal for a new retractable dome capital.
Yeah, it's sort of this deluxe, state-of-the-art, multi-million-dollar new capital that they're proposing to build in downtown Washington.
And it attributes a lack of congressional attendance to the advent of C-SPAN, which people now can watch Congress
on
television.
Right, it's a lot easier just to watch the games, the sessions at home.
Well, I don't know if you were struck by this as well, but when the L.A. Times reporter in Beijing called up the foreign news editor of the Beijing Evening News to ask about this story and wonder if a correction was coming, the editor said, how do you know whether or not we checked the source before we published the story? How can you prove it's not correct?
Yeah, I love that. That's very it's very Pravda, very communist media. That was a great response, I thought.
Well, apart from this story about the Congress threatening to leave Washington, D.C., what are some other recent Onion scoops that if we hear about coming back from overseas in translation, we'll know really came from your paper?
Well, you can be on the lookout for Pope Forgives Molested Children. Let's see. The report last week that all Americans were issued life jackets for some reason, which was the big front page story this past week. Detroit burned down for insurance money. And, of course, for you public radio listeners, mm-hmm. John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation goes on wild endowment binge.
Well, Robert Siegel, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Robert Siegel is the editor of the satirical weekly, The Onion. He spoke to us from New York.